That's. The roll shows 18 members present, Madam President.
Thank you. If members would please stand, the chaplain today is Father Tom Moffat of the St. Nicholas Orthodox Christian Church of Juneau.
O Lord God of the salvation of your servants, merciful, compassionate, long-suffering, who repents concerning our evil deeds, not desiring the death of sinners, but they turn from their ways and live, show mercy now on your servants in this legislature, and grant them all an image of repentance, forgiveness of sins, and deliverance, pardoning all their sins, whether voluntary or involuntary. Reconcile them and unite them to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you are due all dominion and majesty, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Amen. Senator Phillips, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal, that chapel fees be waived, and that they be donated to the Glory Hall.
There are no objection. The prayer will be spread on the journal. We will not be certifying the journal today. Do we have guests this morning for introduction? Guests? Senator Pete Kelly.
Thank you, Madam President. In the Miller's Gallery, a friend of mine down from Fairbanks, a gentleman who's been involved in resource issues for a long time and is a community leader and successful businessman in Fairbanks, Bill Hager.
Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I introduced this individual in years past as the chief of Fort Yukon, and then next I think I introduced him as the president of the AITC, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce today the president of TANNA Chiefs Conference, Steve Guinness.
Senator Lincoln.
And Madam President, most important in the Ziegler Gallery, yesterday I introduced his mother, Geraldine Simon, but we have a very special guest in the Ziegler Gallery, Keel Simon, and in Athabascan that means boy. Please help me welcome Keel.
Senator Elton.
Thank you, Madam President. In Senator Miller's gallery is one of the most pleasant community leaders in Juneau, Mr. Robert Willard, and if the body could help me welcome him.
Further introductions. Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this afternoon.
Do we have messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Communications, please.
The following budget and audit reports were received. Department of Administration and Commerce and Economic Development selected state compensation issues, including Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute and Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, Department of Administration Office of Public Advocacy Public Guardian Program, Department of Corrections internal controls related to cash and negotiable instruments for the offender financial accounting system, State of Alaska single audit for the fiscal year ended June 30, 1998. Those are all the communications this afternoon.
Standing committee reports?
There are no standing committee reports.
Special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate resolutions.
Senate bills?
There are no Senate bills.
Consideration of the day of the calendar.
Citations, honoring headquarters, U.S. Army Garrison, Alaska, honoring Henry Springer, in memoriam, Marion Blossom.
Senator Mackey.
Move to ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citations are approved. Senator Hoffman.
To introduction of guests, please.
Hearing no objection, Senator Hoffman.
I'd like to introduce in the Miller's Gallery a constituent from Dillingham. Please help me welcome Tom Tilden.
Unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. We will still, we're trying to find a time tomorrow for the Legislative Council meeting, but there again, we'll be able to call the chair because we haven't figured out what the House is doing, so we haven't figured out what would be a good time for both sides to meet.
Senator Parnell.
President, please stand at ease. Please.
Senate will stand at ease. Would the Senate please come back to order? Further announcements. Senator Halford.
Just for the information of the members, I will notice the Resources Committee at the call of the chair. We do not know if we're going to have a meeting, but if we are able to put one together, we will let everybody know. We'll be at the call of the chair.
Senator Mackey?
Thank you, Madam President. I would assume that would be sometime after 6. I'd like to announce a majority caucus at 5 o'clock, and it is tentatively your plan, Madam President, to come back on the floor at 6 o'clock if there's something to come back to the floor for. If not, we'll come back and adjourn. But so I move that we recess till 6.
That's adjourned for the day, Senator Taylor. Any other announcements? Special orders? Senator Mackey, recess motion, please. All right. Go ahead, Mackey.
I move a recess till 6 p.m.
We're in recess until 6 p.m. Mackey.
Senator, adjourn till 11 a.m. tomorrow.
No. Oh. 1 p.m.
Oh, 1 p.m. tomorrow. I correct that. 1 p.m. tomorrow.
We are adjourned until 1 p.m. tomorrow, which is Monday.